This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Whitsand, Morning Devotions. I'm sure you're familiar with the old song, "You'll Never Walk Alone." Yes, known by millions of people from the 1945 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, Carousel. It's so long ago, isn't it? And of course, today it's still sung at football games around the world, one of the most popular tunes. "When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on, walk through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone." And I'd like to just think for a moment, that phrase, "walk on with hope in your heart," here's a feeling about meaning to life and purpose. Walk on with hope in your heart. Now, hope is really quite simple, and yet there's a profound nature of this. It seems unlikely that the 33 miners in Chile, for example, who were trapped in that mine back in August 2010, would have survived had it not been for hope. Indeed, owing to hope, they found a way to look after themselves for that 69-day period. They thought of their wives and their girlfriends and children. Now, that is profound. What was their hope? Well, it was the fact that, and their belief that somehow things would work out, and thank God they were rescued. But the Bible has many references to God's people who ran out of hope, and yet God came to them, just as today God can come to you. In Psalm 143, 7 and 8, "Answer me now, O Lord, I have lost all hope. Remind me, Lord, each morning of your constant love, for I put my trust in you." And then Psalm 39, "Now, Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you." And the Proverbs writer said in Proverbs 23:17, "Always honour the Lord, and then you will really have hope for the future." You might today recognise the name Elka Graham. Elka is a retired Australian swimmer who competed in the 2000 Sydney Olympics and the 2004 Athens Olympics. And she specialised in the 200-metre, 400-metre freestyle events and swam the 800-metre freestyle. And she has a creed in life: attitude, effort, and persistence. And she's also a committed Christian. Terry Robson wrote a book called "Failure is an Option: How Setbacks Breed Success." And Terry Robson quotes Elka. And she said, "I was brought up in Christianity, and I honestly believed it. I wasn't forced to Sunday school, but about 15 or 16, I drifted away from church, and I never stopped believing in God. I'd say my prayers when I got off on the blocks, or if I was nervous, I always felt that God was there. But I went back to church, and now he blesses me every day. I can wake up every morning, even if it's raining, and I can be grateful. I've got a great relationship with God. I get great answers from him, and he helps me with things that I pray over." That's Elka Graham. Now, that really is what hope is all about, being a reality, not just a theory or a nice word. Take from a man his wealth and you hinder him. Take from him his purpose and you'll slow him down. But take from man his hope and you stop him. He can go on without wealth, without purpose for a while, but he will not go on without hope. That's what someone said. Bill Lawton said that life, with all its possibilities, has to be faced alone. Optimism is about facing life's opportunities with hope. And that, now, this very day, I can keep love alive in actions and decisions that change me, and with hope I can change those around me. So there are some of the noble thoughts that other people have said. But I like what Paul, the great apostle, said in Romans 15:13. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." That's why he could say, "Rejoice in your confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying." Hope. May you have that hope today. Lord, I want to thank you for those people who bring encouragement in life, those who bring hope, who cheer us up and show us hope. Bless them, Lord, today with your love and special touch. And I offer this in the name of Jesus. Amen.